State lawmakers passed Thursday a $36.4 billion spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year. Although the Joint Budget Committee did not honor all the spending wishes by lawmakers, both chambers ultimately passed the budget, also known as the Long Bill, mostly by party line votes. The Denver Gazette reports lawmakers in each chamber initially added amendments to the spending plan. A House amendment sought to expand funding for an Office of Public Guardianship pilot program in two rural districts. The committee also cut Senate proposals to a tune of about $503 million to the Department of Education. Governor Jared Polis has 10 days to act on the spending plan. A former Douglas County School District Superintendent Corey Wise has filed complaints with the Colorado Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission this week. He alleges the Douglas County School District and its four recently elected board members unlawfully fired him. The discrimination complaints say the school board fired Wise for implementing a mask mandate and for developing district equity policy. According to the Denver Post, the filing alleges that because Wise advocated for students and staff in protected classes under civil rights laws and was terminated because of that advocacy, his firing is retaliatory and a violation of civil rights laws. After voters elected a conservative majority to the school board last November, the new majority quickly worked to lift the district's mask mandate, which Wise worked to uphold as part of a successful lawsuit against the mask-adverse and newly formed Douglas County Health Department. Wise's complaints also alleges the new board removed all mention of diversity in its new equity resolution, as the equity policy previously implemented by Wise received backlash among conservatives, who equated the policy to critical race theory. Shortly after his termination last February, the board's conservative majority said that they fired Wise because they did not feel supported. According to the Denver Post, neither the school district nor the members named in the filing have responded to requests for comment. The Immigration Council, Immigrant Justice Idaho, and Immigration Equality filed a complaint with the Department of Homeland Security alleging two guards at the Aurora Immigration and Customs Enforcement Detention Facility committed racial discrimination, retaliation, and excessive use of force against two black immigrants and other detainees at facility. The organizations say two guards, identified as Alvarez and Perry, engage in egregious behavior against the two detainees, who have been identified by the pseudonyms James and Musa, along with demanding the termination of any staff that used excessive force or committed civil or constitutional violations. The complaint also requests GEO Group, the company contracted by ICE to operate the facility, to institute corrective measures. The policy attorney for American Immigration Council told the Colorado Sun the two detainees, whose nationalities have not been revealed, are seeking asylum or protection from torture in their home countries. The policy attorney also told the Colorado Sun the complaint could spark a Department of Homeland Security investigation or even facilities closure. According to the Colorado Sun, the immigrant rights organizations filed the complaint in late March and have not ruled out filing a lawsuit. Boulder County Public Health has updated their COVID-19 data webpage. KGNU's Emma Martinez has more.
Boulder County Public Health recently updated the county's COVID-19 data webpage, which now includes live dashboards that will be updated every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The webpage provides access to the county's total positive COVID cases and cumulative deaths. The Boulder County Public Health conducted new calculations that removed confusing data from the webpage. For example, the Omicron surge in January and February had to be carefully reviewed and assigned to their appropriate dates. The recent changes were created to provide friendly and accurate information to all users by focusing firmly on the population of Boulder to avoid misleading information.
The State Board of Education signaled Thursday it was open to restoring partial authority to the beleaguered Adams 14 School District. According to the Denver Gazette, the board gave the district six more weeks to develop a plan outlining a partnership with partial manager that will assist the district in a turnaround of effort. A state review panel recommended the board reorganize the district or close or consolidate the district's schools. The School Board of Education still potentially opt for closure or consolidation of the district's schools if district leaders do not submit a sufficient plan by May 11th. Adams 14 unanimously voted to end its contract with its previous full oversight manager earlier this year, amongst tensions between it and its management company. The Denver Gazette reports the State Board of Education became dissuaded in urging another full oversight company after the school district and state officials said there were no companies that showed interest in performing complete oversight. Today's weather includes sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s and breezy winds that could gust as high as 25 to 28 miles an hour. Tonight will be mostly clear for Fort Collins and partly cloudy for Denver and Boulder. Tonight's temps will be in the low 30s. The current temperature in Boulder is 50 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.